It began in a garden, a paradise created out of pleasure, a relationship forged in love. And in this place, God walked with us.
But our curious desires led mankind away from God. We questioned what was good and believed what was evil, and all of humanity has been questioning ever since.
In His great mercy, God declared that He would make a way for us. And in Eden, a promise of redemption was made. A Savior would come. Paradise was not lost.
Generation upon generation waited for the fulfillment of that promise, and in a small cave outside of Bethlehem, that promise drew its first breath. The Creator had once again entered into His creation.
Jesus grew from a boy into a man, and one day while his cousin John preached repentance from a river, he revealed to humanity what all of heaven had already known.
He preached the good news of God's kingdom to the poor. He opened the eyes of the blind. He healed the sick, restored the lame, and raised the dead. He drew near to the oppressed and spoke comfort to the downcast. His words brought life and light, but His life was not enough. His death was required.
And when the time was right, He offered Himself as a sacrifice for all of mankind's atrocities. From that first taste of forbidden fruit to the selfish desires that drive us even still, He knew our sin. Its guilt, its shame, He felt it all, and He took it from us forever.
A few days later, in another garden, a promise was fulfilled. And this time, as Jesus stepped out of an empty tomb, a new relationship with humanity was forged. And from this place, and forevermore, God runs to us, to you.
Thank you. Once there was a holy place, evidence of God's embrace. And I can almost see mercy's face pressed against the veil. Looking down with longing eyes, mercy must have realized that once His blood was sacrificed, freedom would prevail. And as the sky grew dark and the earth began to shake, with justice no longer in the way, mercy came running like a prisoner's victory. Past all my failures to the voice of my need, and the sin that I carried was all I could see. When I could not reach mercy, mercy came running to me. Once there was a broken heart, way too human from the start, and all the years that you torn apart, hopeless and afraid. Walls I never meant to build, left this prisoner unfulfilled. Freedom called, but even still, it seems so far away. I was bound by chains and the wages of my sin. Just when I felt like giving in, mercy came running like a prisoner set free. Past all my failures to the point of my need, and the sin that I carried was all I could see. And when I could not reach mercy, mercy came running. So far from where I really should be. Just to remind me, mercy came running like a prisoner set free. Cast all my failures to the point of my need, and the sin that I carried is all I could see. When I could not reach mercy, mercy came running to me. That's all my failures to the point of my need, and the sin that I carried was all I could see. And when I could not reach mercy, mercy came running to me. Mercy came running to me. Mercy came running to me.
And on the seashore, by a fire, after serving him breakfast, Jesus asked Peter the same question 3 times. Do you love me?
The answer isn't needed for Jesus' sake. It's for Peter's. And with each response of, yes, Lord, I love you, Peter was restored to new purpose because with Jesus, even our worst sin is not wasted.
And just like Peter, that guilt we carry around, Jesus invites us to leave it behind, to join him on the seashore, to trust him with our failures, and to watch in amazement as he creates beauty out of our ashes. Jesus' first recorded words after his resurrection were a gentle question to a friend in despair. Woman, why are you crying?
An odd question in a cemetery, but Mary Magdalene poured out her response through her grief. They have taken my Lord away.
Jesus asks her again, why are you crying? And maybe it was the tears that blurred her vision, or maybe that the despair that blurred her soul, but she still couldn't see who was standing right in front of her until he spoke her name, Mary. And what had been lost was found.
In his most triumphant moment, there was no shout of victory. There was only quiet compassion for someone whose hope had died.
But Jesus does not run from our pain. Instead, he draws closer to us. He sees our tears. He speaks our name. He offers us his embrace. And in his presence, hope is reborn.
afraid and confused. That's where Jesus found his disciples. 10 men who just a week earlier were ready to take on the world were now hiding out in fear. So Jesus speaks what they needed to hear most. Peace be with you.
How quickly they had forgotten. How quickly we do the same.
The one who they had watched heal the disease, have we not seen him heal broken families?
The Messiah who cast out demons from the afflicted, have we not seen him rescue those tangled in the grip of addiction?
The God who multiplied a small meal into a feast for thousands, have we not seen him meet our needs for provision?
When life seems dark, friends take heart. Our story is not over.
Jesus is at work, and the first word he offers to our broken hearts is peace.